The Obama administration really reached out to the Muslim world in 2009. President Obama went to Cairo and gave a famous speech to Muslims across the globe. And he spoke in that speech about confronting violent extremism in all of its forms. And I wonder, you know, as you're seeing these events unfold, do you feel like the president is trying to achieve that goal or has achieved that goal or is on the path to achieving that?
In retrospect, and years later, historians would really document that where a lot of this started was Obama's outreach to Muslims in Cairo in 2009. When the president made that historic decision to go to Cairo in June of 2009 and give a speech, not at the invite of the government of Egypt, but to the students, the young students at Cairo University, and give his message, his vision, and telling them that we will support, you know, your aspirations, your movement. That was the beginning, the roots of all of this change. Many people in the United States don't want to give the president any credit for what's going on. But I think years later, that is going to be the case. Because many youth, especially in Egypt, read a lot between the lines in what the president was saying. He was telling them, you move and we will support you. We will not support anymore this dictatorship. The United States is taking a turn from supporting despot regimes and dictatorships in the Middle East, and they want to support the people. So the students at Cairo University and elsewhere, they really analyzed, maybe super-analyzed the speech and took away from it that the U.S. policy has shifted in the Middle East and it's time for them to stand up.
Why do you think that in this age, in this new century, you know, starting in the year 2000 maybe, that Islam and Muslims have come so much to the fore and the right in the focus of the world, of the United States? It's really a topic of conversation. It's a very active subject in the public mind. Why do you think that is today?
Well, it's hard to avoid 1.5 billion people in the world.
Certainly.
Especially when 90% of the oil and gas, natural gas, sits under their feet. You know, the facts are you have historical ties between Europe and the Middle East for centuries, but here in the United States, we were not engaged in that. We were in the Cold War, worried about what the Soviet Union would do, and we did not pay attention to the Muslim world. Once the Soviet Union was out of the picture, all the eyes turned to the real world where things are taking place, and that is the Muslim world. And subsequently, you know, the United States, needing more energy, more oil, more natural gas, had to step into some Muslim countries in the wrong way, Iraq, Afghanistan, Central Asia. And when they stepped in 91 into Saudi Arabia for the first time, U.S. soldiers on Muslim soil.
That was a big deal.
That was a huge deal. That what triggered, Al-Qaeda, that's what triggered a lot of reaction because people underestimate that the psyche that goes behind such a move. And from that point on, it became central stage.
Do you think is it going to stay economically driven? Is money going to be still the driving factor into understanding these other cultures? Or do you think that this cultural understanding that seems to be blossoming right now, is that going to stay? And as maybe the U.S. tries to move away from oil or as the world tries to move away from oil, how is that going to change the relationship with these Muslim countries and understanding these cultures?
With oil, it's very difficult to move away from it overnight. It takes many, many years. So it's not the switch you can turn off and say, we want to disengage with the Muslim world, with the Middle East, and which some politicians think it's possible, but it's impossible. It may take decades to do so. We are not yet ready with alternative energies to take over the role of fossil fuels. So this engagement is for the long run, at least for several decades. What's happening is more American universities and institutions are really studying and understanding the Muslim world and how to deal with this new interaction, as they did with the Soviet Union after World War II. So now we have more experts on the Middle East, more experts on the Muslim world, who are doing a better job in presenting ideas to the administrations and telling them how to properly deal with and avoid clashes with the Middle East. And we would see more harmonious relationship develop over time, especially if democratic regimes blossom in the Middle East, then this relationship will change completely in the positive direction.
Do you think the cultural understanding and the cultural interest in understanding is going to continue to grow?
Definitely. Fear and ignorance can only last for a short time, but eventually the truth will come out, the facts, people will study, will learn, will travel, and discover that the Muslims and their culture and their beliefs are not much different from that of the United States. And there will be better understanding, which will lead to better relationships overall.